Yay, whoopee, we got another holiday here. Yet another specified day during the year at which point we're supposed to eat something or give something or do some centuries-old ritual. Wonderful. I'm supposed to get all moist and gushy over a Thursday in November, yeah. Okay, fine, I'll play along. So what do we got here? Let's see. Thanksgiving. Oh, I remember now. I'm supposed to be giving thanks for all those dead Indians, right? Wouldn't be a proper holiday unless I was celebrating a bunch of needless death, you know? Thank you, God, for helping us kill millions of innocent Native Americans. Those bastards. Just sitting there on a bunch of land and treating it with respect when they could have been destroying it for their own personal gain. What were they thinking, anyway? And thank you for giving us guns so we could shoot them dead when they tried to defend themselves with spears and rocks. Without that, they might have had a snowball's chance in hell of a fair fight. And finally, thank you for the smallpox virus, which let us wipe out those terrible unchristian heathens to damn near the point of extinction without having to waste even more fucking gunpowder. I'm so damn thankful I'll go eat a dead fucking bird. That's what I'll do. I'll sit in my cozy house in front of a fireplace and eat a big fucking dead bird and be thankful that the remaining few Native Americans we didn't kill were given such wonderful homes on small reservations in the middle of the fucking desert. I might even share with them, but most of them don't have any teeth because they can't even afford to buy a fucking tube of Aquafresh. Thanksgiving. I swear, if I have to be thankful for one more goddamn useless bloody massacre, I'm gonna start one of my own. Doesn't anyone think about this shit? No. We don't give a crap. All we care about is getting a day off work so we can sit around and watch 24 hours of A Christmas Story on WGN repeatedly until our brains turn into fucking tapioca pudding. That's all we want. Millions of dead Indians so I can have a day off work and sit around my house in my underwear with a remote and a case of fucking Heineken. What the fuck, you know? I mean, every time a holiday comes around, we're supposed to remember either a bunch of dead people or Jesus. Dead people or Jesus, that's what the world revolves around. Well, I'm sick of it. Sick of people designating one day a year to eat a good meal because a bunch of religious fucknuts beached the raft at Plymouth Rock. Sick of people designating one day a year to be nice to each other because some bitch gave birth to an Arab kid in a barn, alright? It's bullshit. And why is it always eating and giving presents? That's all it ever is. Eating and giving presents. Eating and giving... God, we're such pigs. This is the best we can think of for all those dead people and Jesus? Here's a cheap wallet and a drumstick. Merry fucking Christmas. You can use the wallet to keep your grocery money in so you can go to the store and buy even more food and get fatter. We'll all just eat and get fat while we're thinking of dead people and Jesus and our lives will be fucking complete. Where's the holiday for all the Japanese we incinerated at Hiroshima, huh? What, we didn't kill enough of them or something? Where's the dead fucking bird for them, you know? Shouldn't we be kissing our sweethearts under some radioactive mistletoe or something? What about the Vietnamese we killed? Shouldn't we be cooking up some festive spiced dog for that at least? The only decent holiday we have is Independence Day. We want our independence, so every year we're gonna go and blow shit up. Now that's a holiday. The rest of them we don't need, okay? Let's get rid of them. What is this shit? Worshipping a dead pine tree or looking for painted fucking eggs or something? And all over people we don't know and could give a shit about, you know? Let's just throw them all away, alright? Throw them away and start over. Let's make our own holidays. Everyone needs their own holidays that mean something to them, you know? Something happens that means something to you. Make a holiday out of it. And do something interesting. No more of this eating and giving presents shit. You want to celebrate a holiday? Do it right. Shave all the hair off your body and run naked through the streets wearing a transparent latex suit, you know? No more of these meaningless holidays. Labor Day. What the fuck is Labor Day? I want to see fuck your neighbor unexpectedly in the ass day, you know? Or what about something like break a sports hunter's back and throw him into the city dump day? Where's that one? At least that'd be doing some good, you know? The whole point of a holiday is that they're supposed to mean something to us. We're supposed to be remembering something, you know? So enough with these stupid holidays. We don't even care what they're about anymore. We don't even remember. And if we did suddenly remember, it'd just be dead people and Jesus. I don't need any more fucking reminders of dead people and Jesus. They're everywhere I look. There's dead people every time I turn on the TV and Jesus knocking on my front door every other day. Dead people and Jesus can kiss my ass. Hey, here's an idea. Why don't we celebrate living people? Here everyone's running around making a big point over dead people we didn't even know. Why don't we remember people while they're still alive, you know? When it can still make a fucking difference. Instead of waiting until they're dead. What, do people just not count until they fucking die or something? A person's artwork and ideas, his very life isn't worth shit until he's laid out stinking and rotting in a hole somewhere, right? Then it's, oh, the man was a genius. We must remember him. Yeah, wonderful. Too bad he died thinking no one gave a shit about him, huh? So let's just start it all over, all right? Our holidays are too goddamn depressing. No more dead people and Jesus. We need to turn it into living people and, well, fuck Jesus. We can just leave him out entirely. This is to your Thanksgiving turkey ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.